Well, you know how that works?
I do.
My word. Yeah. Especially about the time of the morning. I've been on the air 2 hours, and I start getting a little bit more wound up as each...
You know, every once in a while you say, you know, I don't think I could do that job. So getting up that early and being cheerful and talkative...
Yeah.
I mean, I get up, and I'm relatively cheerful, but I'm not that talkative in the morning.
Well, I was up at by 4:30 this morning, out with a dog, walking around with a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And it's so great because, you know, it's light.
It's light.
You know, and it was pretty warm. All the birds are chirping. It's a great time of the day.
It is. It is. But I rarely get up at 4 o'clock. And I can. When if I did get up at 4 o'clock, I'm out. Not out walking. I probably should be.
Yeah.
So did you? You know, just for the last week, we're hearing the whippoorwills.
Okay.
And
it's right.
And and it's like magical because it reminds of childhood and stuff like that. But at 4 o'clock, it's loud.
And don't need your alarm clock.
No,
right?
And a couple of times my wife said, you know, those. It's a beautiful sound, but it kind of wakes you up. So it's good stuff.
All right. So you mentioned your wife just barely.
Oh, I did. And 49 years today.
Isn't that something?
June 12th, 1971. She's a patient person. Yeah. She's a patient person. I mean, she took a 19-year-old kid and tried to, you know, finish the job of making him grow up and. Yeah. You know, time will tell whether it really was successful. But almost 50 years. So we were married in New Jersey, mm-hmm. and we were married the same day as President Nixon's daughter was married.
Okay.
So I thought there should be a news program somewhere of the wedding in Washington with Ed and Tricia Cox, and then in contrast, a small wedding in New Jersey of Frank and Jean Tillman. But they didn't do that. But we we lived in New Jersey, but we honeymooned in Vermont. Mm-hmm. My mother found a camp for nothing, log cabin. So we left the wedding at 4 and got down to the edge of the driveway, borrowing my parents' car. And I turned to Jean and said, "So how do we get there?" And she said, "Well, I don't know. We should have a map." And I said, "Okay,
that's neat."
And she said, "Well, I'm not going back in the house to get a map." So we drove back to the church, found a map of how to get us from New Jersey to Vermont, and I think that was a signpost for what our marriage is going to be like. You know, Frank going out, you know, how do we head there? I don't know. Get a map.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
Anyways, we made it to Vermont, got lost in the back roads, and the rest is history.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
49 years.
49 years.
Good for you today.
And June 12th is also the anniversary of... I think it's 39 years of the merger of the Wells River Savings Bank and the National Bank of Newbury. So when I started there in 78, there were two banks.
That's right.
The Savings Bank on the right side, the National Bank on the left side, and the two boards got together and said, you know, we're going to survive as a community bank better if we're one bank rather than we're two banks trying to compete with each other. And so that was a great move. Mm-hmm. A lot of foresight of the boards, Jim Thomas and Gerald Morris, David Willis on the bank, on the Wells River Savings Bank side, Dean Roden and Paul Kaiser on the National Bank side. I probably skipped a few, but anyways, it worked. Is an important day, but truthfully, not as important as your wedding anniversary.
So other things are working for you because you opened the lobbies up a week ago. Well, actually, this past Monday,
prior Monday.
That's right. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, whatever day.
Anyway, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. I mean, every day there's a little bit more people stepping in, braving it, and people are good-natured. Most are wearing masks, but if they don't, we have some. But even if they don't, they're protected because we have sneeze guards at the teller line and things like that.
Yeah, so, you were complimenting the gentleman that put together.
Oh, Bert Sersa. So I laughed because. We looked online and much smaller sneeze guards that you could buy from retailers were, you know, like $199. So I said, "Bert, what we really ought to do is make some money for the bank and just have you make, you know, tons of them, take orders." But he said, "No, I got a lot of
had my hands full, right?"
Yeah, I mean, there's a, you know, we have overall we have 7 buildings, and they take. There's a lot of maintenance that goes on to them, and they get the grounds can get a lot of wear and tear. Like we've had to, like the parking lots, we have to, you know, every several years you have to repave them. I think this the one in Wells River is going to you know, be a much more extensive job this year because it's getting chewed up. And in Bradford, the drive-through window, one of them has a piece of the concrete has fallen back off, and so you have to kind of go back and do that. So there's just a lot of maintenance, and Bert Sousa does a wonderful job. He's good-natured, and he takes it seriously to keep things up and running.
And obvious, a lot was done last summer.
We did.
During the warm months.
Oh, my
heavens,
we had a lot of painting done and roofs done. And so it's just like going home. You think, well, I'm done. No.
There's always
repaint.
Something.
So the opening of the lobbies is going well. Okay. The other thing that it allows for us is not just transactions, but people can come in and see people. And so during the COVID, when we were able to work remotely, there are still some times when it's much handier to talk to somebody and sort through things. So I had a customer that, you know, we had talked through the mail, but I really needed to see him and be able to ask questions, what exactly is going on here and how is that going. So that's very important. And sometimes, as I've always said, every loan is unique. And so it's not a cookie cutter where you can just say, well, you know, based on this, yes or no. You really have to interview the people and figure out, ask some questions and figure out, And the other thing that's really, there's two things that are affecting loans right now is that not all of the support facilities, like the town clerks, the appraisers, and the attorneys, are all up to speed. So, you used to be saying, well, you could call up an attorney, well, I can get to the town clerk and we'll get it done. But, you know, now they have to make appointments and they have to schedule their time. And then appraisers, not everybody wants somebody else coming into their house. So all of that is just slowing things up, and it'll take a time. I mean, it's not impossible, but it's just it just takes time.
Yeah, and things like that people don't realize in the background are happening.
So you used to say, well, a commercial loan mortgage might be able to get it done and 60 days if you have everything. Well, it's probably going to take a little bit longer just based on those things.
Yeah.
So that has an impact on it. And the other thing is that you have to try to figure out how is the COVID-19 virus affected them. So are you still going to have a job in 3 months?
Sure.
Are you on layoff now, but going back? And so I think that's the advantage of right now a small community bank, because we can ask those questions. If you go to some of the larger outfits, their procedures just say, well, we don't know what they're, it's going to get more detailed. And so you have to get sworn statements from your employer that you're going to be employed in July. Well, that's a little bit unfair to ask of an employer. If you've been shut down for, 60 days, you really don't know what July and August are going to look like. So I think, again, the smaller institutions have a better time of it, because we do know our employers, and we try to work a lot with local suppliers.
So whether it's a business or just a personal situation, what's the best way to contact the bank to get things rolling?
I think the best way is still either through the call center, customer care center, 802-757-2361, or at the website, and that will start the process rolling. We can do a lot of it online and through the phone, but at some point you do have to come in and
phone call's pretty simple, isn't it?
It is.
Get things rolling. Yeah.
I'm from the old school.
Me too.
We were used to doing a lot by phone, but I actually, for some customers, it's much easier to use the text.
Yeah.
Because when Steve and I talk on the phone, it's, how are you, Steve? How you doing? And you go through that. But on a text, it's a little bit more direct.
Sure.
And it's also, you have a record Oh, that is right. That's what I said. So I think, you know, it's whatever enhances communication is good. So, yeah. In person is good. Phone's good. Text good. Internet's good.
We speak of anniversaries being you and your wife's.
Yeah.
What, 49 years.
49 years.
Of course, you and I have been doing this for a long time together, pretty much. We started the business in 76. You came to the bank in 78. Okay.
And so. I met Harold and your dad.
Yeah.
That winter, 79, and we had some wild rides, mostly with Uncle Harold.
Oh, yeah.
through the White Mountains, but it's always it's a good relationship. It allows us to get connected to our community in a different way.
So the main thing, great conversation. People have questions, comments. Call the bank, or text, or go online.
Yeah,
it's all easy to do.
It is easy to do, and one thing I feel is that we need to get the story out, not only about our bank as a community bank, but the community. The community is a wonderful place.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of the high school graduations, they didn't have the, although I don't remember mine, other than that, my mother says I misbehaved. But so, it's a big day. It's a big day for families and kids.
Really,
and so the community is going out of their way to, they're having parades and... So it's good stuff.
It is good,
good
stuff.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Well, we do appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
And giving us these continued updates.
Yep. And we'll be back next week.
Thank you, Frank.
Maybe even talking about products.
All right.
How about that?
Hey, we look forward to it. CEO of Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank, Frank Tillman, with the weekly updates. Thanks a lot. Have a good weekend.
You too.